There once was a man, a tenant's rights activist. He had a plan to change this capitalist system that was put in place, keeping people paying large figures for a very, very small space. He was an advocate for low-income citizens' rights. He took it upon himself to be a leader in the fight. He studied law, so he took it to the offices and blew the whistle when they didn't keep their promises. It didn't take long to see that something was amiss. The immigrants who came across were treated like shit. So again, he fought and always had the people's back. He stood by their side whenever they were under attack. He ran the Asian Law Caucus like a fucking G. He seemed righteous, anything else was hard to see. He got promotions and collected his dividends, and his power took control in the end. Dear Mr. Lee, can't you see? The things you do affect us adversely. You took away our diversity by allowing these companies to run so free. You let developers build these condos, gentrification, and you know how the story goes. And all your lies are adding inches to your nose, and we must regain a state of repose. It's 1996, now he's the director of the city purchasing, and who was his elector? Just a man named Willie Brown. He came around and he ran this town, I mean this city, part of the machine, running legislature that we still be seeing. So Mr. Lee was the purchaser. And what did he purchase, sir? Oh, just a curse for sure. He ran that shit for a few years, and he kissed the mayor's ass with all of his peers. But his lips must have touched the asshole, cause he soon became mayor with very little hassle. Newsom became the lieutenant gov. A couple backroom deals showed Ed Lee mad bug. So we were just left stuck in the trap as he ran all my peoples off of the map.
Dear Mr. Lee, can't you see? People are starving with nothing to eat. The economy knocked them off of their feet, so they live in tents on Division Street. So many people evicted from their homes and evicted from the city by the cops with the chrome. They had to leave, so they're left to roam without a purpose, taking drugs to the dome.
So now he was mayor, it was 2010. He promised he wouldn't even run again, but of course he did in 2011. And that was the beginning of the end, my brethren. He up and sold the city to the richest of the rich, as if the lifelong citizens didn't exist. The landlords didn't give a shit, most of them decided it's time to evict. So many people faced exile right around the time Leland Yee stood trial for that shit with Shrimp Boy, who's now serving life. But the mayor got away and he kept his stripes. Later that year he got re-elected, and then the city became disrespected. And on December 12, 2017, we saw the biggest glitch in the political machine.
Dear Mr. Lee, can't you see? The youth are being killed by SFPD, shot in the streets so violently, and it's all condoned by the powers that be. Maybe the cops should get a taste for murdering children based on the race, and none of these killer cops catch a case. Now how the fuck we supposed to feel safe?
At the Safeway on Monterey, he started having chest pains, so they say. Sure enough, it was a heart attack, so they rushed his ass to the hospital stat. They took him straight to the Zuckerberg wing, and Ed Lee was pronounced dead on the scene. It was a shock, no one saw it coming. And looking back, you gotta start wondering, how did a man get so misled? Spent his whole life accumulating cred, fucked up the city and now he's dead. But when he was alive, he made his bread. He made himself the highest paid mayor in the world. He did about enough to make your head twirl. Next in line was London Breed, but even she got taken over by greed.
Dear Mr. Lee, why couldn't you see? The things you did affected us adversely. The city lost our diversity, and these tech companies still run so free. Developers built luxury condos. Gentrification is all that the city knows. Your predecessors add inches to their nose, and it never ends. Go on with the show.